They went down together, half sprawled over Catlin where she'd fallen. The wolf had him under the jaw. The man's shriek lasted less than a second before the beast wrenched back its head, taking out half his throat. His blood felt like warm rain as it sprayed across her face. The wolf was looking at her. Its jaws were red and wet, and its eyes glowed golden in the dark room. It was Bran's wolf, she realized. Of course it was. "Thank you," Catlin whispered, her voice faint and tiny. She lifted her hand, trembling. The wolf padded closer, sniffed at her fingers, then licked the blood with a wet, rough tongue. When it had cleaned all the blood off her hand, it turned away silently and jumped up on Bran's bed and lay down beside him. Catlin began to laugh hysterically. That was the way they found them. When Rob and Maester Luan and Sir Roderick burst in with half the guards in Winterfell, when the laughter finally died in her throat, they wrapped her in warm blankets and led her back to the great keep, to her own chambers. Old Nan undressed her and helped her into a scalding hot bath and washed the blood off her with a soft cloth.